1, 2, 3. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at drasaoncall.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. On the rise right now in America is a condition called gout. And if you've never heard of gout, or if you've never experienced gout, it is a form of arthritis called gouty arthritis. And it's where there's a buildup of uric acid crystals in the body. We see so much of that now. Disease, health challenges, as I like to call them, are on the rise. And a lot of the little ones that can be nagging more than anything, like gout, are coming on because of what we're, so many Americans really are dealing with obesity. Obesity, being overweight right now, the statistic is about 65% of Americans are overweight, 35% are obese, which means their obesity is contributing to their major health challenges. And gout, being a form of arthritis, is one of them. And it's really kicked in recently, they're saying this year. It's really what it is, a condition it forms when what we call uric acid crystals, byproducts of proteins, build up in the joints. And they're more common in men than women, but they can show up more, say, in the wrist, in the big toe, in the hip. They can show in different areas. It's now affecting about 8 million people, which is about 4% of the population. And the risk increases, of course, with age. It's an inflammatory arthritis formed by these uric acid crystals. And the pain's unbelievable. There's a warmness, a redness that comes into a joint and usually takes a while to subside. Several medications are out that can help them, but really it's getting down to the preventative side. It's more the prevention. You know, what are we doing with all of our health challenges on the front end to make sure that we don't end up getting it? See, the problem is right now in America, what we do and the way our system is set up is we just go along living our life, eating the wrong kind of foods, inflammatory foods, just mind our own business, doing our own thing. And then all of a sudden, whoop, the body breaks down. We get sick. Blood pressure goes up. Go to the doctor. Diabetes, blood sugar, you start getting sick. You start getting weak. And so here you are, now you're taking two medications. You're taking metformin, you're taking lisinopril, and you don't know how you had diabetes and high blood pressure, but you could it be that it's because you gained 40 pounds in the last 3 years? Maybe. Could it be that you haven't exercised in the last 5 years because now you've got a desk job and you become so tired that all you can do is work all day, go home, eat, and sleep, and that's it? So you become sedentary, and now your body's not moving the way that it used to. Well, could it be? Whose fault is that? It's not anyone else's but yours. It is. We have to take responsibility for our own health. We don't want to hear that, really. That's not really the most pleasant message, but it's the truth. And so what we have to do is start making some radical shifts in the way that we live. But the study now that they've done is doing random blood works, of course, with different people. And it affects about 43 million adults right now in the U.S. There's medical evidence that indicates that gout is associated with metabolic syndrome, which is characterized by obesity, insulin resistance, high blood pressure, and blood fat issues, which can cause an increase of cholesterol, leading to heart attacks. So the researchers say the obesity epidemic and growing hypertension rates seem to be associated with increases of gout. And the research team examined data from the latest National Health and Nutrition Examination, surveying about 5,000 people, and the participants were asked about their history of gout and whether the condition had been diagnosed by their healthcare professional. And according to the data, about 1 to 3% had elevated uric acid levels, which is actually fairly high. And in 2008, 6% of the men, 2% of the women were diagnosed with gout, but the uric acid levels had increased about 20% over the last 10 years. So we've seen an increase, and they're saying it's on the rise. Here's the bottom line. uric acid crystals are going to increase in the body when our bodies are not digesting and handling protein very well. So because we're eating so many processed foods, because we're eating so many foods that can't be broken down that well, we don't have enough enzymes in our food anymore. We definitely have a decrease of hydrochloric acid due to a lot of the stress that we're under in our daily lives. We're not breaking down our foods like we used to. We're only as good as the food we can digest, absorb, and assimilate. We're only as good as that. And so getting into a place where you can get your lifestyle in order, get yourself into a place where you can function at a better level, you can digest your food better, you can make better food choices, you can drink more water, you can sleep better, you can start exercising more. Nothing is going to change until we change. And so, I mean, gout is just another condition, another health challenge that's quote-unquote on the rise because of our choices. Our lifestyle choices every single day, they determine our health. And nothing is going to change. Our rates of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, they're going to increase. And as the years go by, they're going to have all these crazy statistics that are saying, well, cancer's on the rise, or gout's on the rise, or arthritis is on the rise. Well, of course it's on the rise, because our poor choices are on the rise. We're not educating ourselves on what it takes to be healthy. We're not educating ourselves and taking the responsibility. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. The internet will show you the hottest health tip of the day. AOL, Yahoo, Gmail, they'll all show you the latest tip of the day. Then, oh, that's nice. And, oh, broccoli helps cancer. And, oh, I should get my servings of fruits and vegetables. And, oh, here I go to the fast food place again today for lunch. Not making any choices, not making any changes. That's nice for people that want to be healthy. And yeah, maybe I'll start eating some broccoli. And then all of a sudden you get a diagnosis of high blood pressure. You get a little dizzy at work. You stand up out of your chair, feel lightheaded, feel like you're going to fall down. You're 42. Your dad died at 48 of a heart attack. You got a wife. You have 3 kids. And now all of a sudden, you've never taken a medicine in your life outside of an aspirin or ibuprofen. When is it, at what moment does it dawn on you that there has to be a change made? At what moment does it dawn on you that you can't keep living the same way you've been living over and over again and expect a different type of health? That it's only going to decline based on the choices? At what warning signal does the body have to give you that it's time to make some radical changes? Because I'll tell you, the amazing thing about the human body is that if you do make those radical changes in your life, if you do drop all the junk food and start eating well, if you start not being sedentary and start exercising, if you start sleeping better, if you start drinking more water, cut out the sodas, the coffees, and so much of the tea, your body will respond. And just because you've been diagnosed with 3 different health challenges doesn't mean that your body can't recover. If the body can get sick, it can get well. And I get sick and tired of seeing so many people suffer with their health. People that just don't know. And if they knew, they could thrive and live a great life. And that's what it's about on this show. So my challenge is that with obesity being the epidemic that it is, and people being overweight and people not changing their lives, it's about creating change, lasting change. Because if you change and make that decision that you want to get well, not only will you change your own health, but you can transform a generation in your family and their kids and the kids thereafter.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear: be unprepared or beprepared.com.
of your health challenge now, 1-888-283-7272. Or send an email at getwellradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's kick it off with Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Hello.
Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, I was just calling because I was wondering if you had any good advice on a good workout. I'm about 150 pounds, but I'm mostly muscle, and I'd like to gain a little bit of weight of muscle mass, but I didn't know a healthy way to do that.
Well, what have you been doing? I mean, you're working out now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many days a week are you working out?
Usually about three. I mean, I do a lot of, like construction-like work, so it's very, a big part of my workout is that. I do a lot of athletic stuff, basketball, tennis, stuff like that, so.
If you're doing that much activity, it's going to be really hard for you to gain weight. So if you're doing unless you eat a lot. So, what does your meal structure look like in a day's time? Like, if you're doing that much activity, how many times a day do you eat right now? Three?
Yeah, at least three.
Okay.
I eat quite a bit.
Okay, so give me, what did you have today? Knock it out. Go ahead. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Okay, let's see. For breakfast, I had a bowl of cereal. For lunch, I had some ravioli and some lasagna and spaghetti. And I also had a snack between breakfast and lunch of a boiled egg. Then for dinner, I think I just had a snack wrap.
Okay.
From McDonald's.
So you're eating, if you want to gain weight and you're doing that much activity, you're eating like a bird. Okay?
Yeah.
And you're barely eating. Yeah, you're barely eating at all. So let me show you what this would look like. You're hardly getting any protein. And protein is the building block for muscle. And so, for example, you want to gain weight. Here's what a day would look like. You would work out 3 days a week like you're doing now. You'd keep your workout under 45 minutes. And you'd work out at a high-intensity pace where you'd no more than a minute rest in between your sets. Now, that's first things first. And then if you're doing all this construction and all that, I'd probably cut down on some of the basketball and the tennis and all that you're playing. Now, this is if you want to gain muscle, okay? So a typical eating day would look like this. Wake up, you probably do 5 whole organic eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter, and you would do a bowl of fresh berries of some kind, and you could even add in maybe a sweet potato for breakfast. I know that sounds kind of gross, but the complex carbs would be helpful for you. Now,
okay.
Then for mid-morning, 10 a.m., you'd want to do a meal replacement that's made from whey protein that would be hormone-free and antibiotic-free, like Food Balance. This is a really good product. So you do that, and then, of course, at lunchtime, you would go with probably vegetables, a good piece of meat or chicken or fish, and even another sweet potato or some brown rice, and then snack in the afternoon around 3 o'clock would be another protein shake. The reason you want to do the shake in between the meals is it helps with digestion. When you're looking to gain weight, you have to eat more, but you still want to optimize digestion as well. And that's why the liquid in between, the body has already digested that big meal at lunch after a 3-hour period, and then you can have something liquid, which it'll digest a lot quicker, and then set you up for a next meal around 6 o'clock for dinner. So dinner, same thing. You'd want to go vegetables, probably a starchy carb like brown rice or a sweet potato. And you want to have your healthy fats, too. Half an avocado, handful of walnuts or almonds or whatnot. And you can add in some healthy fats, too, at your snacks in between 10 and 3. And, you know, like a handful of nuts or whatever you enjoy that has good healthy fats to it. And then maybe one more shake before you go to bed, about an hour before bedtime. So that's 6 meals right there. Now, if you follow that for 6 to 8 months on a regular basis, that's just something that's a pretty standard protocol, okay? If you did some research along with some natural health guys in different nutritionists. That's along the lines of a typical meal plan for someone that wanted to gain weight and gain muscle. And you do that for about 6 to 8 months if you choose to do something like that. And you'll definitely gain the weight because you're getting the calories in that your body needs. You're getting them on a consistent basis. And, you know, your body's going to function at a really, really good level. You're going to put good lean quality muscle on. You're not going to store a bunch of body fat doing it that way. But it's the activity. So it's going to be a counterbalance of increasing the calories and slightly decreasing your activity level. Because you're not a huge guy, but in the 150s, you know, for you to put on 20 pounds of muscle without fat, that'd be a lot. I mean, you'd look real muscular at that point. You'd probably be stronger too. But if you'll keep up some of the activity, you know, some of the basketball and all that, you won't lose your agility either. I mean, that's the way to do it. If you want to gain muscle, you have to eat and eat like a wild man. I would stay away from a lot of the flour-based foods. You know, I talk about that a lot. If you listen to the show, I talk about staying away from grains and that sort of thing. And it's not just because they're going to make you fat or they raise blood sugar or any of that. It's just they're not that great a quality. You can do some gluten-free breads or pasta if you want to, but they just don't do a whole lot for the body. They're just kind of dead nutrients. They don't have a lot of, they really don't have much of anything to offer. And so by including them in your diet, you're not doing anything but just kind of adding in dead calories. You always want to eat food that was originally designed for the body. And, you know, white bread and pasta and those sorts of things just really weren't made for our bodies. We've made that. Man made that. And so picking your food choices for gaining muscle, pretty darn important. And I'll tell you this, it's very easy to do. You can do it without using steroids and drugs and all that. And you can do it well. But it's about being smart and making good choices. And that should be very, very helpful for you. Tylenol, they're the maker. They're reducing the daily dose to help prevent some of the overdose that they're seeing today. So Johnson & Johnson released that they're working on extra strength Tylenol to revamp it so that the overdose that they've seen so much recently will be cut down. Acetaminophen is found in hundreds of over-the-counter headache products, fever and cold medicines, as well as prescription drugs like Percocet and Vicodin. So watch for Tylenol to revamp their products, hopefully for the better.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Make sure you check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Now, more Healthy Talk Radio.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. And if you want to hear the show, and you're listening on the internet, there's another way for you to listen. A lot of folks listen in if we're not in your city. And iHeartRadio.com, you search the keywords WLAC. So go to iHeartRadio.com on your cell phone, whether it's a BlackBerry, a Droid, or an iPhone, any of the smartphones, and you put search WLAC, and you can pick it up right there wherever you are, anywhere in the world. Powerful tool to be able to listen to the show, and it's crystal clear. I love it. Great stuff. All right, let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Yeah, my name is Debbie. Dr. Asa.
Yes, ma'am.
I have acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
I got too much acid. And also, I got low sugar. I got a hole in my stomach. It's very like a pinhole. And my feeding tube taken out a year ago. Can you help me, please?
So you had your feeding tube. Hold on a second. So you had your feeding tube taken out a year ago. You've got acid reflux. Now, what are your doctors doing with you right now?
I don't even have a. He left me. I ain't know what to do.
Your doctor left you?
Yeah, my doctor left me. I had a DO. He just left me 2 weeks ago.
Well, have you found another doctor yet?
Not yet. I ain't even got one. I have walk here before I go.
All right. Well, the first thing you need to do, are you taking any medicine now for the acid reflux? Do they give you what, Prilosec or anything? I mean, are you taking any omeprazole? Do they have you on anything? Debbie, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes, Debbie. Are you taking any medicine?
Yes, I'm taking Prilosec, and it is still burning my stomach. I got a hole, a small pinhole in my stomach. It's pretty raw, and I don't know what to do.
Well, if they're saying you have a little hole in your stomach, I mean, depending on what they mean by that, I would definitely find another physician that you can make your primary care. I think that's the first step. And you've already got medicine for the reflux. I can tell you just from a nutritional standpoint that along with the medicine, which is a good Band-Aid for dealing with that, sometimes people that have acid reflux don't have, believe it or not, don't have enough stomach acid. And that can be one of the major issues. They're not able to break their foods down, their proteins, when you eat a meal. And that can actually cause refluxing. And so there are a couple of different natural things you can look into if you want to do some research. Hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride, is a really good supplement for some people. It can help them break down their foods better and help with those acid reflux type symptoms. And also, apple cider vinegar is always good too. It's kind of grandma medicine. I know my grandma used to teach me that when I was a little kid. If I had any digestive issues, she would always give me the apple cider vinegar, and guess what? It would go away. Unbelievable. But, yeah, something to think about if you're looking into that. But I wouldn't do anything until you find a physician you can work with, because you may need to have, you know, potentially some endoscopy work, and they may need to run some tests just to double-check and see how things are going in there if they haven't done that in a while. If you're feeling kind of raw in there, I would probably be a smart move. You want to look into that, and your physician will recommend that for you. But, yeah, I mean, that's if you've got those kind of stomach issues and digestive-related issues, it's definitely you need to look into it. And I had a gastroenterologist friend of mine that is obviously he's skilled, very skilled with the scopes, whether it's colonoscopy, EGD, whatever it is, and just a big fan of getting colonoscopy starting at age 40, believe it or not, and getting EGD at the first sign within 4 months of constant reflux. He recommends an EGD, which is basically a tube looking down your esophagus into your stomach. So, you know, again, very conservative, but yet on top of it, I think, because it always helps to be able to look and see what's going on, because if you have constant reflux over a period of time, the main concern is the Barrett's esophagus. And Barrett's esophagus is potential to turn into cancer because you start having metaplasia, which is a changing of the cell lining within the esophagus. And that becomes a real challenge as well. And that's the fear of a lot of GI docs is the Barrett's. And, of course, it can reverse itself too. But that's with proper treatment and making sure that you stay on top of it. Now, foods, if you do a lot of refluxing, there are certain foods. You want to look at what makes your body more acidic and what makes it more alkaline. In my book, I talk a lot about that. I've got the different foods that will make you more alkaline, ones that will make you more acidic. And, you know, it's about checking your pH levels and figuring out exactly where you are and then coming up with a game plan. So something to look into. Again, foods play a big role. And coming off grains and cow's milk, dairy always is a big player when you're dealing with acid reflux, no matter what, because it's one of the top, or they're both two of the top inflammatory-based foods that we have, and can just become a real challenge if you're eating them over and over again. And, of course, dealing with something like acid reflux. So a lot of natural options, but you don't need to do anything. And I'm sorry your doctor left, but you don't need to do anything until you find a new doc. And I would recommend, if they don't recommend some type of testing, I would ask them, is that possible? Could they help you find that? Or if they do that, or if they have a GI doc that they could get you to, that would be a really great thing. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, DrAsaOnCall.com. And don't forget, you can stream on your phone at iHeartRadio.com. You can put in the search for WLAC. Swimmers have detectable levels now, they're finding, of dangerous chlorine byproduct, which is called haloacetic acid, or HAA, in their urine 30 minutes after a swim, the study shows. Why is that? Well, it's because 75% of what hits our skin goes into the bloodstream. So here we are, one of the biggest toxins we have, chlorine. So we swim in it, we allow our kids to swim in it, all day long. I mean, we have a pool, and I'll tell you this, there's some natural chemicals out there that don't have the chlorine. Bakwasil is one of them, and it actually makes the water more alkaline. So Bakwasil is a really good one. It's not that expensive, easy to keep. Matter of fact, I think it's easier to keep than chlorine, really. And you know, as far as the mold and all that, that can occur within the pool. But you should look at that. Bakwasil is pretty good. And there's some other natural chemicals out there as well, but it's one that we've used for some time, and it works out very well. But they're saying now the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, so more than 90% of the HAA exposures likely occurred as a result of swelling pool water, they said. But again, they even reiterated that. I'm not a big believer in it. The concentration, they said, of these products in the swimming pools may be higher than in drinking water because the pools use a water recirculation system for long periods to enhance the chlorination of the water. So the implications, they said, of new findings for the health of swimmers were unclear as the research in its infancy, but there's little data about HAAs in swimming pools since they're still not regulated in many parts of the world. Let me tell you something. Swimming in a chlorinated pool, no way. I'm not a big fan, even if you're on vacation. Opt out for the ocean if you go on vacation somewhere. Obviously, the salt water is as natural as it gets, and it has incredible health benefits. If you have a pool at home, it's very easy to switch out the chemicals, and it's about the same price. So if you go with Bakwasil or one of the natural chemicals, you may spend about $30 more a month, which I know can be a lot of money for people. I realize that. But if you're thinking about your overall health, what goes into your skin, it's a big deal. And I'm telling you, for what goes into your kids, that's a big deal. And the possibility for birth defects, I mean, if it can cause that, imagine what it does. Chlorine, I think, and fluorine or fluoride are two of the toxic chemicals that are in our water supply. One of the reasons why you should drink distilled water, another reason why you should have shower filters and drinking and filters all over your house, or get a whole house water filtration system, which is actually the best way to go. Just so many options when it comes to water. Water is so important, and making sure that you have pure water around you as much as possible is a huge key. Lex in Baltimore, Maryland says, we have had a really hot summer. No kidding. So far outside and drinking water, what can I do to battle the heat? My job requires that I be outside 6 to 7 hours a day. Well, you got to drink as much as possible. But you got to continue keeping your fluids up. Normally, the ratio is about half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink 75 ounces of water per day. But if you're out all day long, it kind of jumps up a little bit. It's almost your entire body weight in ounces per day, or close to it. Probably body weight or three quarters. So it's up there, and you really, and that's if you're working outside. I mean, if you exercise on top of that, definitely your body weight in ounces per day. Now, a lot of people want to do the Gatorades and the Powerades and do all of that, but it's got too much sugar in it. For the electrolyte content that you get, it's not worth the glucose and the sugar they put in there. It's just not worth it. You want good electrolytes, you can squeeze some lemons and limes and some fresh distilled water. Now, that right there has plenty of electrolytes that will replenish you without all the unnecessary sugar that can just throw your pancreas off, throw blood sugar all over the place, make you gain weight, create a lot of inflammation, and just not make you a happy camper. Check us out on the web, DrAsaOnCall.com. We're going to go to more calls in just a moment. But just so you know, chewing more helps people eat less. The CBS News put in a study. They said that there's something about to chew on the next time, they said. Dr. Jai Lee did a study by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, one of my favorite journals, by the way, that I subscribe to. He says Chinese researchers enlisted 30 men who were obese, and they found that those that chewed their meal 15 to 40 times per bite actually lost weight. Why? Because they ate less. They took their time and they absorbed their nutrients 50% more. So think about it. If you engulf your food, you're barely absorbing what you eat. You're getting in more calories and you're going to gain weight. Take your time. Chew more and watch the weight come off. More Dr. Asa on call when we come back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's talk about your health and your life. That's what this show's about, and it's about you. It's about your health, your life, everything going on with you. And our health is our greatest wealth, so much so that we have to take care of it in every way. If you do, then you'll be able to live the kind of life that you've always wanted to live, to be thriving and not just barely surviving, just barely making it. You know people that are doing that? You see them, they get diagnosed with certain health challenges, and you're thinking, well, you know, you're 40 pounds overweight, and not to point a finger, but there's so many things that we can do to really reduce our health challenges and have so many of them, especially in America today. And our weight issues are playing a big role, poor lifestyle choices, eating too much, not exercising enough, you know, habits like smoking, things that we could begin to change. And if we change these habits of ours, then we can kind of have the kind of health. And the one thing I don't want to see for you is to have to get to a place where you don't feel good, then you go to your doctor and you get a diagnosis of some type of health challenge, and that is what scares you enough to want to change. What I'm hoping is that we can get to a place where we care enough about our health, where we want to make enough of a difference, that we can want to get well, stay well, and live well, and go to the next level. Because when it comes down to our spouse, the ones we love, family members, our kids, and grandkids, we want to be able to be there for them. And that's so important when it comes to our health. And literally, we can make a difference. We can make a change. But no one can take responsibility for your health but you. And if you do, you'll be amazed and what can happen every single day. Clayton in Cincinnati, Ohio writes, I've suffered from atrial fibrillation for the last couple of years. My doctor has me on medication. Is there anything else I can do to help this condition? Well, you definitely want to stay on what your doctor has you on. Clayton, that's important. Atrial fibrillation is a little bit of a challenge. It's a fluttering, as we call it, of the heart, and there can be several reasons for that. Thyroid can be one of the issues. There's some genetic components to it, as we've seen in research. But at the end of the day, too, one big component to atrial fibrillation is a B vitamin deficiency. And unless you're just eating tons and tons of green leafy vegetables, getting a lot of the B vitamins can be a bit of a challenge. And we use those a lot. They're water soluble, which means they go in and out of the body very quickly. And having B vitamin deficiencies can cause adrenal fatigue, especially when our bodies are under a tremendous amount of stress. The adrenal glands are our body's stress glands, and they take up a lot of our B vitamins, especially pantothene or vitamin B5. But the other issue that we're seeing so much of are issues with the heart, and stress plays a big role. And we know that heart attacks can happen left and right. It's one of the leading causes of death in the country right now. So one of the great things we can do to avoid this fluttering of the heart really is to make sure you have plenty of B vitamins. And, of course, you get those through vegetables. Some fruits have them as well. And, of course, red meat has them tremendously. So there's a lot that you can get really in the body with B vitamins. And you can take a supplement, and it's a lot of people do that. A B complex, taking a couple in the morning, a couple in the evening, is pretty standard depending on the brand that you have and what the label says. But you always want to take those with food. They absorb much better. And you want to get a whole food vitamin, of course, doing the best from a natural source. But, yeah, that makes a big, big difference. And, you know, you want to check with your doctor because depending on what medication they have you on, I probably know what they do. But depending on what they have you on, based on your email, I would typically, you know, you want to make sure they know. But, you know, the B vitamins typically don't interfere with much of anything as far as the heart meds go. So, anyway, check in, make sure they're okay with it. They can jot it down in their notes. Remember, head coach needs to know everything going on in the game. Very important. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can also go online to getwellradio.com. You can send us an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show, just like we did just then. We're going to go to Scott now on the phone. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Asa, for taking my call. I've just got a couple of quick questions. One, I have a family member. She's in her 60s. She's suffering from pancreatitis. It appears to be something that runs in the family. Her mother passed away of pancreatic cancer, and now she's having severe bouts with this pancreatitis. She was recently rushed to the emergency room. Her enzyme levels were well above 1,000. She was in the critical care for a number of days, and she's pretty much limited on what she can eat without getting really nauseous and I guess in causing this condition to go into spasms of some kind. So I was wanting to know what she could do, whether it was diet related or enzymes or there's some kind of specific treatment for this pancreatitis. And then the next question would be, I have another family member who is through a blood test was diagnosed with hepatitis C, and enzyme levels there with the AST and I think the GPT or GST enzyme levels were about twice of what they should be. So I think normal range was 35 to 55, and it was 75, and the other one was normal range was 50 to 75, and it was around 90 or 100. So I just wanted to know what we could do in that condition as well.
Well, we're closing out this show, and it's quite a bit of information and quite a bit of answers. So we're probably going to have to tackle that at another time in an email. What I'm going to do right now, though, is I'm going to hit on the pancreatitis. One of the big issues with pancreatitis, making sure that she's working with her doctor. Pancreatic enzymes are really important. You can get those at health food stores. You can also get them through prescription, depending on what the physician wants. That plays a big, big role. Diet is a key with pancreatitis. Outside of standard medical treatment, the diet that she eats is going to be extremely important. Fruits and vegetables, it's all about carbohydrates when you're dealing with pancreatitis because it's inflammation of the pancreas, and they're one of the glandular systems that helps break down and manage carbohydrates. So the less stress that she can put on the pancreas, the better. That is what's critical in pancreatitis. But look into the digestive enzymes, pancreatic enzymes, they make a huge difference. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.